This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Lee Sao, L-E-A-S-A-U. L-E-A-S as in Sally, A-U. First name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is October 1, 1961. Date of service is August 12, 2025. Referring provider is Michael Alper, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, space A-L-P-E-R-M-D, next line 1133 East Stanley Boulevard. Number 203, Livermore, California, 94550. Chief complaint, follow-up on rheumatoid arthritis, comma, wants to lower the dose of prednisone, period. Subjective, this is a 63-year-old Caucasian female with history of rheumatoid arthritis and Feltes syndrome who has called for urgent appointment, period. Her last appointment was November 2004, and at that time, she was instructed to wean down the prednisone, period. At that time, she was taking 10 milligrams of prednisone per day, and the instruction was given to wean down, period. I had also added methotrexate in addition to her Plaquenil that she has been taking already to maximize the coverage for the rheumatoid arthritis, period. She has not been compliant with initiation of methotrexate as she was too afraid of the side effect, period. She did not start the methotrexate, period. Instead, comma, on her own, comma, she has increased the prednisone to 20 milligrams per day, and she has been taking that dose since then, period. Next paragraph, she started experiencing a back pain in July 5th of this year, comma, and she was seen by her orthopedic surgeon and found to have two compression fracture on the lumbar spine, period. She was told that this is a side effect of the prednisone, comma, therefore she wanted to lower the dose of prednisone, and she has lowered the dose to 10 milligrams per day on her own about 4 days ago, period, comma, period. She would like to go down to 5 milligrams per day, so she is requesting a 5 milligram tablet of the prednisone, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next coronary artery disease, next diabetes, next rheumatoid arthritis, next osteoarthritis, next leukopenia after the usage of Xeljanz, next history of leukopenia and thrombocytopenia, suspected Feltes syndrome, current medication, Plaquenil 200 milligram two tablets per day, next prednisone, 20 milligrams per day since around November, and recently changed to 10 milligrams per day last week. Next, losartan. Next, metoprolol. Next, aspirin. Next, insulin. Next, repaglinide. REPAGLINIDE. Next, levothyroxine. Next, atorvastatin. Next, Percocet for the back pain. Next, vitamin D2 weekly. Review system per template, please change the joints to per subjective. Objective, patient is alert and oriented in non-acute distress. Diagnostic data, non-recently, period. She states that she did not do the lab that I asked her to do as she did not get started on a methotrexate as we planned in November, period. Impression number one, rheumatoid arthritis on Plaquenil 400 milligrams per day since February 2024, comma, did not feel comfortable starting methotrexate due to fear of possible side effects, period. Instead, on her own, comma, she increased the prednisone to 20 milligrams per day, period. Next, history of leukopenia on Xeljanz. Next, history of leukopenia and thrombocytopenia, comma, suspected Feltes syndrome. Next, new onset compression fracture on lumbar spine at two level, comma. According to the patient, comma, surgeons are planning to do vertebroplasty, period. However, patient needs to get a clearance from a cardiologist, period. Recommendation number one, I would order prednisone 2.5 milligram tablets, comma, and she would weaned down to 7.5 milligrams daily after being on 10 milligrams per day dose for at least 1 week to make sure that she is tolerating the wean down period. And then she would reduce the tablets. She would reduce the prednisone to 5 milligrams per day to 2.5 milligrams per day as tolerated, but cautioned her that need to do it slowly as she has been on 20 milligrams for several months already. Period. Next, I would ask her to do bone density study to get the baseline of her osteoporosis issues, period. She would probably need treatment for osteoporosis, but we'll get the imaging first as a baseline and wait on her to complete the vertebroplasty period. Next, I would also ask her to do the blood test, as the last blood test was back in October 2024 period. Next, I had discussed with her again about needing to obtain physicians in Las Vegas area also, so that she has better access to physicians for her healthcare period. This is the end of dictation.